welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. So my journey into law of attraction manifestation came in the form of the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. I'm sure you've all heard of it. You can't not if you've heard of law of attraction. The year was 2011. I did my math on this to try and figure it out and go back over. So it was around about 2011 when I got the book and had a read through, and I was very open-minded to it. So I think I was about 31 at the time, and I'd had life coaching at the age of 23, 24, like my own personal coach who helped me through a lot. And I'm sure I'll do a podcast on that at some point. What that meant was, I think because I'd done a lot of mindset work in my mid-20s, was that I was quite open to new ways of thinking and new ways of looking at the world. So I had The Secret. I'd seen it on Oprah, I think, as well, which, you know, she's the queen. So that confirmed for me, well, there must be something in this if Oprah's dedicating a whole show. And I think she did two shows to it, actually. There was like a part one and a part two. I was then ending the relationship with the father of my first child. So I was going through a pretty difficult time emotionally, because there was a lot of time where I wasn't able to see my daughter because she was with her dad, and we were kind of doing 50-50 parenting. So that was a tough thing to go through. And then we were selling the family home, which I was staying in, but paying all the bills. And that was an expensive mortgage. And at the time, I wasn't on a huge wage. Money was tight, really, really tight. And the bottom had just fell out of the housing market. So there was the big crash, and we weren't, going to make anything off the house. And because we were ending the mortgage early as well, we were losing a fair bit of money, I think about £7,000. And bearing in mind, that was at a time when I was paying the mortgage on my own. And I remember distinctly one time going into Tesco's and not even having enough money in my purse for groceries. Like, I could literally tear up now thinking about it, and thinking about, I guess, how far I've come and the difference. God, less than 10 years, less than 10 years. So wherever you are now, stay tuned for these podcasts, because you're going to see the journey that I've been on from not having enough money in my purse to where I am now, and a real shift on my money mindset as well. I've done a lot of work on that. And again, I'll do an episode on that for you as well. It's been a huge shift. But at the start, when I was struggling, and can I just say a big shout out to my mum, God rest her soul, she would every so often say, "Pet, I've put a little something in your account just to help you." And God love her, like, that little odd £50 that you would put in my account meant the world to me. Oh my God, I'm tearing up again. It meant the world to me, because those little £50 got us through. Now, I tell you this because it was a real struggle, you know, like, it was tough, really, really tough that time. Where law of attraction came in was a real form of escapism. I could get excited about a life that I wasn't currently living. And if you are starting law of attraction right now, and it's your first, dipping your toe into the water about it, then I would highly suggest that you get a friend on board with this. Maybe you buy them a copy of The Secret. Maybe you get them to do my Month to Manifest course with you. Whatever it is, make sure you've got a friend to do it with, because I had a friend, big shout out to Kelly, who we would talk about 3 times a day on the phone. I had a job where I would drive all over the country. So when I knew it was time for her dropping us off at school, I'd be ringing her and we'd chat on her journey back from the school run. And then when I got back in the car to drive home, I'd ring her then, and then she'd probably ring me when she finished work because she worked really late. So we did speak about 3 times a day on the phone. And you know, friendships mean the world when you are going through a tough time. And the thing that we talked about a lot at that time was our vision boards. Getting excited about, oh my God, will I tell you what I've put on my vision board? It was like we already had it, okay? Like it was literally like us saying, oh my God, guess what we got in the post? I would say at that time that I was very much on the fence about law of attraction, which why wouldn't you be at that start when you're dipping your toe into it? Because it's not normal to think that life doesn't have to be a struggle. It's not normal to think that you can have anything that you want. And I think that's really important when you are just starting out on law of attraction, is to kind of think about where your mindset is. You know, do you fully believe in it or are you on the fence? I'm going to do a show about how long it takes to manifest, and you're going to learn so much in that show itself. But where I started out, as I say, was very much on the fence, wasn't sure if it was going to work. And I think I actually even said that to Kelly on one of our conversations. Like, do you know what? Even if this is a little bit like us believing in fairies or Santa Claus for adults, I don't really care because it's making us feel good. And I felt excited about life again in those moments. I knew that there was definitely a part of us, don't get us wrong, that I knew my current situation as it stood then wasn't going to be forever. You know, the house would sell. Yes, I'd have to pay a lot off in terms of redemption charges because we finished the mortgage early and what have you. But I knew I would get back on my feet and that I'd be able to start again. There was a definite knowing, I think, at that point. But that was still so far removed from what I was actually putting on my vision board. And I did get to a point, I'm telling you this because I'm hoping it resonates for you right now. If you are struggling or you don't feel like it's happening for you, then I definitely got to that point where I even said to my friend, do you know what? I don't even know if I believe in this anymore. And she was so annoyed at me. So annoyed at me because this had been our journey together for, I would say, at least maybe 18 months at that point that we'd been talking about law of attraction and we'd been talking about what was on our vision boards. And I know where I was going wrong with that. I was definitely trying to manifest the wrong things at that time. Again, I'm going to do a show on that for you as well about what not to manifest, and making sure that what you are putting out to the world actually aligns with what you actually want. But for now, if I just kind of tell you a little bit about when I had the vision one, there was the odd things that were coming up, you know, like also the little things as well. I think if you've read The Secret, and it might be The Secret, it might be something else, where it tells you to kind of visualize a car parking space. I would always get that car parking space. I could manifest little things. And again, it's because I didn't really have resistance to it. So I could manifest little things, but the little things don't prove it to you. The little things don't prove to you that this law of attraction thing, whatever it is, works. So it's kind of keeping a bit of a level head about it at the start. But at the same time, oh my God, it's the best feeling to get excited about a world that isn't your current reality. I did start to see little things come off my board. I had specific cars on there that I was able to order as my company car. And they were nice cars, like really nice cars. I was incredibly lucky. You know, I might not have been paid a huge amount, but my God, the cars I got were brilliant. And that was exciting. Being able to take something off my vision board and put something else on was amazing. But it was a slow start into my manifestation journey. It wasn't quick. And I have been able to speed it up over the years, and I've been able to get into a higher frequency. But if I think about my mindset around that time, my mindset wasn't in a great place. I was really struggling with the fact that I had to share the time with my daughter with somebody else, and that was a really, really tough time. I think the fact that I felt like I was going backwards in terms of, you know, my foot on the property ladder. I went from always having a mortgage from the age of about 22, I think, to then at the age of 32, I think it was, having a rent. And that was soul destroying, you know. I remember kind of driving home and just not feeling proud anymore of the house that I was now bringing my daughter up in. But as I say, there was still that element of hope, which is what manifestation brought me at that time. Being able to escape the current reality was huge, and it provided a really good platform for me to go, this isn't forever. This is just for now. You'll get out of it. That, coupled with a mindset of how am I going to get out of this, did propel me forward. And once I changed my vision board to align with what I wanted, I did start to see things happening quickly. But there was definitely times where it was a struggle at the start. Okay, so there's that real balance of escapism versus, oh my God, but what as if it doesn't work? And I think that's really important to share with you, because it's probably a normal part of the manifestation journey of feeling really excited and really good, and then feeling like you've hit a brick wall, because what's the point? Why manifest something when this is your current reality? If you know anything about law of attraction, obviously, our mindset has to be in such a high frequency energy, positive energy, to be able to attract in what we want. So again, this is why I made this a mindset manifestation podcast, because you can't manifest anything if your mindset is in the negative bias. So working on your mindset will be incredibly important when you are on this manifestation journey. I think allowing yourself to reflect on what little things you can manifest is really important. Doing this journey with a friend who, when you hit a wall, like I did when Kelly got annoyed with me, to go, come on, like, it works. How do you not believe in it? We've been talking about this for 18 months. Having someone like that who's going to pick you back up and get you back on track to believing in the positive, again, is super helpful. But allowing yourself to just not struggle with it and to use it as a form of escapism and get excited about it. And when you hit a wall, just know, this is what Jude said, it's part of the process and it will get easier. Just like anything, you know, if you were going to try and start doing yoga, you'd be pretty rubbish at it the first time you did yoga. You're not going to be able to, you know, your heels touch the floor, do a lot of the moves that they're asking you to do. If you wanted to run 10 miles, you're going to have to start somewhere. You can't just go and run 10 miles. This is the same with anything that you start for the first time. You've got to start somewhere. It's a law of attraction. When you are starting the process, remember that this is probably part and parcel of it, that you're going to have your doubts. You're going to have your mental setbacks. But use it for now as something that is going to make you smile. And when you look back on your vision board, remember that it's going to make you smile. And if it doesn't, rip everything off there and start again in whatever form you do it as. So a vision board for me personally, mine is just things that I have Googled, copy and pasted the image onto like a Word document or an Apple's Pages document. And that's how I do mine. I have friends who do it as a physical board. And there are so many ways to manifest, and I'll definitely do an episode on that for you as well. But for now, I'm going to keep sharing my journey with you. As I say, I was shocking at it at first in terms of the process of manifestation. And it was definitely a form of escapism to start with, a really nice form of escapism. To now, less than 10 years later, I am very skilled at manifesting. I can manifest fairly easily now. And I also know when I'm in a good energy space to be able to do that manifestation, and know when I'm not, so I don't try, because you don't want to force it. But again, you're going to learn all of this as you're listening to this podcast. And what you're also going to hear, which I'm so incredibly proud of, is you're going to hear guests on here and their journey of manifestation and what they've been able to manifest, and some amazing, incredible stories to get you inspired, to get you seeing that it is possible, that life doesn't have to be a struggle as long as you believe and you focus on the outcomes that you want to let in. I am so excited for this journey with you all. I'm so excited that I get to share my journey with you into manifestation and also a positive mindset, and that I get to bring inspiring people to your ears as well. Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Dawn. If this episode has helped you, then please do share with us. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app to allow this podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. If you want to know how you can work with me directly, then visit the show notes where you can find a link for my website, or alternatively, go to judontcoaching.co.uk.